Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting French officials identify a third attacker. The attacker was killed during the Paris terrorist attacks in November. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of other people in late 2013. The suspect's name has not been officially released, but French media are identifying him as Fouad Mohamed Aghad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday and said the international community has to step up the fight against the Islamic State before another terrorist attack happens.
Turkey must do more to control its often porous border. Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states joined the air portion of the campaign in the early days, only the air part, but have since been preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen, both in the air and on the ground.
Carter also said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that would allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially to remain in power until 2034. The Rwandan government announced late Tuesday that the referendum will be held on December 17th for Rwandans living abroad and on December 18th for those living in Rwanda. The referendum is forecast to pass easily. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. Comments by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump that all Muslims should be banned temporarily from entering the country have triggered an angry reaction in Britain. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Scottish National Party lawmaker Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh said the same rules should be applied to Trump as those used against extremist Muslim preachers.
We've already banned 84 hate preachers from this country. My view is that what Donald Trump said amounts to hate speak, and therefore my question to the government is, let's consider making him number 85.
More than 100,000 Britons have signed an online petition calling for Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country, meaning the proposal will be considered for debate in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday, not with a parade, but by cleaning up the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital Dar es Salaam as part of a nationwide cleanup exercise. The newly elected president, who campaigned on promises to reduce corruption and waste, said last month he was canceling the traditional Independence Day festivities to save money. An overnight Taliban assault Tuesday on a key airport in southern Afghanistan killed 37 people and wounded 35 others. That violence continued into Wednesday. Pakistani officials said Wednesday that peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban are likely to resume as early as next week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged passage of an agreement at the climate conference in Paris. He announced Wednesday the U.S. will double the money it provides in grants to developing countries. A new report finds marked decrease in fighting in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN finds a dramatic drop in the number of civilian casualties between mid-August and mid-November. During this reporting period, it says 47 people were killed and 131 wounded. This is a 230% decrease compared to the previous reporting period of mid-May to mid-August. The report notes fewer people are dying in large-scale and indiscriminate shelling of populated areas in Donetsk and Luhansk. New casualties result mainly from explosive remnants of war and improvised explosive devices. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.